Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Anyway, podcast back for another episode. Hello to all the beautiful people in the live chat. Troll Pal Ant. We are talking about the crazy nut job Epstein like Puff Daddy, P. Diddy. He's in a little bit of trouble. Lots of talk on P. Diddy on this episode. Plus the Francis Scott Bridge that was hit by the shipping ship, the containers there. Conspiracy theories breaking out already, if you can believe it. I mean, it's like lightning fast. And we'll get into some other assorted items and such. I'm sure there'll be some more topics to roll through. All that and more on this episode. Will says the podcast is the best part of his day. That's amazing to hear. I appreciate that, Will, so much. Best part of my day as well. Prior to this, I'm just preparing. So to actually get here and do it is so much fun. It beats all the preparing, which there was a lot of preparing for this episode because there is a lot going on surrounding the accusations around P. Diddy. Today seemed to be like a day that it just completely boiled over and went absolutely crazy. Monday was the raid on his homes in Miami and in California. Today we have a drug mule being arrested. We have old photos and videos that are very disturbing and disgusting resurfacing. We've got allegations, recaps. We've got J-Lo chiming in possibly on this. There's just a lot. There's a lot on P. Diddy. And I didn't think that we would be talking about another like Jeffrey Epstein type of a person. But this guy, they're calling him honeypot parties. He was throwing honeypot parties, parties where he would invite young people over, music executives, powerful people, get them all drinking and drunk and high and all kinds of God knows what else. And use whatever happened as a blackmail for moving forward, which is essentially how Epstein set up his operation. I mean, I can't believe we're talking about another person in the exact same boat here. You know, it seems crazy to me that all this time later we're talking about that. I mean, imagine being Puff Daddy and watching all the Epstein drama unfold. And that feels like it's going to be the most uncomfortable position ever. Because, this is why I can't steal things or commit crimes. Because I would just be sitting there panicking every day, worried about being caught. Now, I'm talking about this before the show, and then I get this response. They're rich people, man. They don't worry about getting caught. I'm like, okay, maybe. I guess if you feel like you could buy your way out of everything, you kind of have that vibe of like, I'm not going to get caught. That little idea is being perpetuated even further because they arrested Diddy's alleged drug mule, right? Just earlier today. And Diddy was with him and they didn't take him in. They let him go. I don't know what that means, but a lot of the, Epstein watchers out there are like, well, he's got a sweetheart deal. That's why. A lot of people say he's an informant. Tough cop term. When I think of tough cops, I think of our own J-Sabs. What up, J-Sabs?
Hello, how are you? Did I fall into... the Diddy rabbit hole or what last night.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, like, of course we knew some stuff when, what's his name? Cat Williams, right? He came out and said stuff. Right, wait, was it P. Diddy that he said he saw but then another guy, right? Was that him?
I don't know. Cat Williams said a lot. I'm still reading all those transcripts.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, okay. I'll take your word for it. If you're wrong, somebody in the live chat will have it if you're wrong.
Okay. But dunking another guy. I believe that he said he walked in and saw that. Okay, so. Oof. Okay. I definitely think that. What are you laughing at? What's
laugh? The breath you're taking to just get this out. I can't wait to hear it.
I am convinced 1,000% that Justin Bieber was abused by him. Sexually.
Mm-hmm.
I read some things today about how, you know, well, there was a video that came out that he was like, oh, basically that he adopted Justin Bieber from Usher, and that he was at his house for 48 hours, and oh, they did things that only kids could dream about of his age, and like, just like it was a very weird video. And I also think that Diddy he was involved in Tupac's death. Sorry, I'm going to say it right here. You heard it right here. Definitely. So you don't think so?
Well, no, I was going to say it's hard to believe that he didn't have some sort of involvement based off of all the things that people are saying. There's not a kind word out there about Puff Daddy today.
No.
Not a word. Usually when these things happen, there's usually always some dope that'll be like, oh, that's my friend. You know, they're not that bad. There's not one.
No. And it's just like so basically, I guess the gist is he got arrested for having involvement in sex trafficking and what other kind of sex thing? Sex trafficking and sex. Help me out here.
Assault.
Huh?
Assault?
I don't think it was assault. It was sex trafficking and something else. And so that's why his house got raided. They took. Okay, so there's a camera in every room.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, there's cameras in every room of my house, but that's for a different reason.
Uh-oh. Dear Lord.
And I don't know. What really that came out, and I don't know who said it. Basically, they said they have him on camera saying that. Remember that whole shooting and J-Lo was with him that night?
Yeah, in the club.
Yes.
Yeah.
They said that J-Lo, he said, he told someone that J-Lo carried in the gun for him and he knew that something was going to happen. So right before they started to fight, he asked J-Lo for the gun and that's how he got it. So, but you know, her family was like, leave him. You got to get rid of him after that whole incident. And she left and she never looked back. Yeah. And you know she's shitting her pants now.
Well, it's interesting because, and you said a lot there. There is a lot to unpack.
Sorry, a lot.
The cameras and Bieber, we have to go back to. But in her new, she's got like this documentary thing out on Amazon Prime Video. In there, she talked about a past abusive relationship, and she said she wasn't hit, but she said that she was manhandled and thrown around. Now, she doesn't say who it is.
Who doesn't like that? Oh, okay.
Not in a good way. Not in the way you like it. She's she doesn't see who it is, and people familiar with it say it wasn't Puff Daddy. So I don't know who else she's talking about that manhandled her, but a lot of people are assuming that it was him, and that maybe she's just not saying anything because, like you said, she's afraid.
Now
the Bieber thing, let's go back to that. The Bieber thing is interesting because prior to Bieber, you know who else stayed at his house, Daddy's house, like that?
There could be so many people. Who?
You already said their name this episode.
You?
No.
Usher. Cat Williams. Usher. Yep, Usher.
Usher. So Usher is Bieber's protege.
Mm-hmm.
Usher goes through that whole thing with Puff Daddy. There was a clip. There's actually a clip from him on Howard Stern saying it, and it was mentioned in a Rolling Stone article that Usher did. And it was the same type of thing. They asked him what he saw, and he said things that are indescribable.
Yeah. So what does that mean? And like, not for nothing, he had all these these sex workers. What is a sex worker? Just say prostitute, right? Is that it? Is that like the new, like, you know, what's it called? Way to describe something without hurting other people's feelings. What's it called?
Sex worker?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know.
I mean, come on. So there's a lot of stuff to unfold here, but honestly, Justin Bieber, from what I've heard, and this is like, you know, through the grapevine, so I know people who know people, they say he has a lot of mental issues, like a lot of anxiety and depression. And sure it has to do with this. I'm sure it has to do with him being so young in the spotlight too, but you know, whatever. But I just have a feeling Puffy did not do something good here. I will always call him Puffy. Sorry.
It's okay. It doesn't sound all that great. I did watch the Bieber video. I also watched a video, and I'd put it on screen at least, but I can't find it for the life of me now. I watched a video where he's on camera with like a little girl. Like,
yes. Oh, that's another girl that he was like, he quote unquote adopted in 2020.
That video was very strange.
Creepy. Creepy. Beyond. Why? I don't know.
Now, here's the problem too, because this reason is also maybe the reason why he got away with it, is that they were sending young artists to him because he knew he had the magical touch.
Hmm.
You know, he was going to teach him how to dance and sing and produce their song and, you know, help them write the song and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I mean,
there's a lot of like, okay, I never would have thought that he was gay, but there is a lot of gay accusations for him.
Remember, tons.
So that music producer who said that he sexually assaulted him while he was living there, and then also said that he tried to groom him into having sex with another producer. So it's like, what about the whole, this is another thing too that I went down on. Cuba Gooding Jr. Did you hear this too?
That he's involved in it too, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That,
hold on. But it was that he sexually harassed and assaulted him. And then he forced him to take drugs and solicit sex workers. Here we go with that same fucking phrase, who were underage. There's a lot to unpack here.
Bees Are Life, thank you for becoming an official member of the AOA podcast. I appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Why would you do that to yourself?
Oh, stop it. Cuba Gooding Jr., right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of accusations against him at one point there. I think he came out on the other side of it, but I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
So there was that. What was the thing just before Cuba Gooding Jr. that you said?
The two producers. Well, that one producer, Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was the last guy's lawsuit that's really kind of sparked this. And after the Cassie lawsuit was filed and then settled the next day.
Yep.
So there was that. And then going back to Usher and Cuba Gooding Jr., Prince Harry got dragged into this.
Oh, yes. By his name, too.
He's named in the lawsuit, but not from a standpoint of like he did anything wrong or he was victimized. It was just like he was at the parties. Because right. That was the other thing. P. Diddy, he threw a ton of parties. He started the white party idea.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's got tons of celebrity interactions. And I saw a piece just before that said his favorite honeypot, you know, guest was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Saw that too. I saw him in two pictures in the parties there too.
Yeah.
So
I think everybody was going to those friggin' parties. Now, I saw an interview with a former FBI agent. And he said, judging by the raid, that they for sure have something on him.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way. They said that they don't go to that house unless they know they're going to pick up that last piece of actual evidence
right.
to corroborate what everybody else is saying.
And also, it's Homeland Security. They're not going to.
Correct.
Yeah. Nope. I just wonder. I want to know what like the real stuff is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because I heard this morning I was scouring Twitter and they were like leaked audio of Meek Mills and Puff Daddy, and it was definitely audio from like gay porn video. Very, very liberal with the N-word too.
Oh.
So yeah, it was a big, but I think it was BS, but you know, this idea like everybody already has all of the, you know, information on who they think is rumored to be in this little thing. You know, it's just like it's lightning fast. They were like, oh, Meek Mills, definitely for sure.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, and young, what's his name? I don't know how they even got that. But how about this? I'm sorry, 50 Cent. Oh, my. Have you seen his stuff?
He says he's already got a documentary in the can on this.
Besides that, the memes he keeps posting are hysterical.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think he's probably like, thank God I never worked with him. He never worked with him.
No, he never did.
How funny. I don't know. Well, we'll see. But I'm surprised that Puffy is gay. What do you think? Or has done gay stuff?
I don't know why. And I mean, outside of him being with J-Lo, that would be the only reason why we kind of, because did you know his dating period before J-Lo?
I knew he dated Kim Porter, but she died, didn't she?
Maybe.
Kim Porter. Yeah, she did die.
Yeah.
I think
maybe.
Yeah, she did. Just crazy. And then they said, look into the Nickelodeon document. Did you see this or no?
I couldn't watch it. I couldn't watch it. I have a hard time with the child abuse stuff. And you know, I couldn't watch it. I'm not saying that I won't. I went to go put it on and I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I'm going to watch
it. Did you watch it?
Not yet.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I am.
It was weird because I saw a thing on TikTok like a day later or a day or two later that I guess the bad guy, the heavyset guy, he was on somebody's podcast. He's like, thanks so much for giving me a chance to, you know, make things right and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, who's this guy? If he, you know, like that seems like a crazy thing to do is let that guy on your show.
Right.
you know, after what people are saying, some of the alleged things they're saying.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple other things I'm forgetting about Puff Daddy. The Meek Mills thing. We talked about the young girl video, right?
No, did we?
Yeah, the young girl who was in a video. Because we were talking about how they would all send their artists over there, you know?
Oh, yeah. So... Oh, well, 50 Cent. I guess he's going to become unalive soon. He really is making a documentary on this, right? On him?
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. He said he's got it like half done or something, or almost done. He's going to blow, somebody's going to blow it all out of the water. But then, so go back to your original question. After you hear all this stuff, you're like, somebody like this would be willing to put it out on somebody else, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, and back to what you said about being gay. I'm not surprised. I'm just surprised at how much the element of homosexuality in this is, you know, like,
right.
Meaning like, okay, you're trying to honeypot somebody. You're trying to catch somebody and blackmail them. I would think that, you know, assuming like they're straight, you know, because the scandal is it's gay, right?
Right.
I would think that a straight person you're trying to blackmail, getting that captured is blackmail enough. It's all you need. You don't need to go the extra mile and, oh, by the way, your husband's gay.
Right.
You know, because I feel like that's the... Isn't that the point? Isn't that why these people do that? Is because it's like to add further shame to the first layer of already shame?
Right. It's just, it's very, I don't know. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a lot to unfold. There's just a lot to unfold. This fucking kid keeps calling my name. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Doesn't she know I'm talking about Puffy?
Inconsiderate children.
Worse. Yeah. So we'll see. I just can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, if he did this, I mentioned Prince Harry, right? I mentioned.
Yep.
Leo DiCaprio, who's also rumored to be amongst the youngins all the time.
Oh yeah, he likes the young girls. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But this is a Hollywood is evil, like, come on, like, those people are going crazy. I mean, I can't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't really blame them, but they're going nuts. And like I told you, Puffy this, Puffy that.
Right.
Oh, there was a producer too that came out and said that he walked in on Puff Daddy banging some dude. I think we might have played the audio a while ago, and he was talking about that, the shame of the gay part of it, because, I mean, I think this guy was saying, like, oh, yeah, the black community, they don't accept, you know, homosexuality, so that's why it's even worse, and that's why he's forcing people to do it, and blah, blah, blah. I also read that he had these, like, horrific plans for Danny Kane, remember the five-girl group put together?
That's right.
And she was another one, Aubrey O'Day, who stood up and spoke out against Puff Daddy and him trying to screw her over money-wise and, like, all this jazz.
See?
But they say, okay, here's the other part of it. They say that Jay-Z and Puff Daddy are tight. And that same shit is going to come out about Jay-Z and all the shit that he did. People already had a laundry list of stuff that Jay-Z's been accused of doing.
Right. I saw that, too. Like, 50 Cent was sharing memes of Jay-Z. Like, where's missing? Where's Jay-Z? Yep. We shall see. That's all I'll say. We shall
see. Yeah, we shall.
I can't wait.
We sure shall.
We sure shall.
We sure shall. It's going to be good. Look, Mercury says Jay-Z is next. Domino's going down. I think so. Oh, you know what else? Kanye West says that Pete is an FBI informant and that he's protected.
He says that? Really?
That's what he said years ago during one of the, not before the latest flip out, but not after the first and before the latest, somewhere in between there. He was going off about a bunch of people, and he said that Puff Daddy is a rat, a fed, or whatever he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. You know? Not good. Not good. And again, I go back to, I also don't understand why people in prominent positions can't just not be in the mood to, like, what? Is it they get so bored? Is it a power thing? I don't know how they get. I have to just fuck with everybody. These people, Gene, are like, I mean, I just look at the last two. Puff Daddy, mm-hmm. entrepreneur, musician, producer. Like, what could be better than being a creator, a hip hop, or an artist? Like, it's one of the great thrills in life to create. And yep. have somebody else enjoy it. Vince McMahon builds this huge empire, family business, going to turn it over to what makes these guys turn around and go, God, I should have started running a honeypot up. Like, why would you jeopardize what otherwise would be an absolute dream?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't get it.
I just don't get it. I think he's bored. I think a lot of them are bored, and they also, a lot of them are probably narcissists, and they just feel like a narcissist does. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I love Bert Kreischer, right?
Yes.
He tells a story, and he's famous for the story that he was discovered by, he was discovered by, somebody wrote an article about it in Rolling Stone. Will Smith finds the article and signs Bert Kreischer to a development deal, meaning that he was going to produce like a show or a movie or whatever around Bert Kreischer. So telling his dad that Will Smith invited him out and he's going to get this deal and go into a movie and private screening and all this stuff. And Bert Kreischer's dad said, don't go. Like, that's Hollywood. They, you know, they're it's like a game for them to flip a straight guy and get him into a gay. So he said this about Will Smith. And this is going back to the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
Bert Kreischer's dad is some lawyer or something in Jacksonville, Florida. So my point is this has been around, this idea that these sort of parties that Diddy's being accused of organizing now have been taking place for years, decades.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Will Smith, I told you what I think. I think he's gay with Jason Derulo for years. I think he's definitely gay. He has been for a while, but most recently with Jason Derulo. I don't know why. I have a feeling about them too.
I know why. He's gorgeous. He's beautiful. That's why. You're like, that guy's too pretty to be straight. You know, he's all put together and lovely looking. I bet you he smells like $1 million.
Probably.
No.
Just.
I know this Meek Mill. People don't like the Meek Mill. No. Meek Mill is the queen of Philly. Yeah. I don't know. I think Aaron nails it, by the way. Hello, Aaron.
Oh, hi, Aaron. I didn't see her in there.
I haven't heard from Frank all day today. He said something to you and then he was missing. I'm concerned about his safety, frankly.
Maybe it had to do with what me and your wife wrote to each other. And maybe his wife kidnapped him.
Hot.
And maybe he's trying to see and get like some sort of clue as to what I was saying before. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But Aaron's got it here. You need more and crazier things to feel. That's what I'm afraid of. Like, that's terrifying.
Right.
Like, that you get to a point where you're like, I got to step, like, this isn't enough. Like, 'cause to me, that's like addict behavior.
Right.
Which I'm also terrified of. which I feel like I'm going through a little with food, Janine, if I could open up and totally be honest with you. You know?
What's that?
Active cheeseburgers. They just don't, you know. It's not the same anymore. Like, you know, you're like, oh, I gotta get a cheeseburger. I gotta get a double cheeseburger. You keep going. You need more crazier and extravagant type foods. It's never good.
I get it.
You know, and then it's also like, oh, another burger. Like, how many burgers can I have? Oh, I will say this. I went 2 weeks without having bread, and then I had a piece of bread, and I was like, God damn, bread is amazing.
God damn, bread.
I needed to excuse myself and leave the room, to be honest with you. It's crazy. But that bread could be, and it was like a buttered King's Hawaiian bun kind of thing.
You like those? Okay. Meh.
I got to be in the mood for them. Because my favorite bread.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Ugh. I like a potato bun. Potato roll.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that too.
That's my favorite. But I'll take a King's Hawaiian. It's necessary in some instances, you know?
Yeah, I have to say, you're probably right. I love a burger on a potato bun.
Ugh. Yeah. Or like a brioche bun.
Yes. Like the best one, Shake Shack buns.
Shake Shack buns are really good.
I haven't had Shake Shack in a really long time.
Me either. You want to go tomorrow?
Want to?
What are you doing tomorrow? Let's go get some Shake Shack. We just did something. I can't remember last week. Where the frig were? Oh, we were going, we did family bowling over the weekend. And then we had to like do some shopping. So we had a choice on which store to go to. Like the same store is in two spots. And I kept pushing D to go to the store a little bit more out of the way. It was closer to a Shake Shack. I was trying to hustle some Shake Shack. It didn't work. She saw it through me.
She was like, I know what you want.
Yeah. She's on this new kick now where she's trying to make me not so fat and keep me living for longer. I don't know if I like it.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Why would she extend this? I have no idea.
Don't know.
I have no idea. But it's kind of like how you beat up a car lease. You know, you're like, who cares? It's going back in 3 years. That's how I've been treating my cardiac system. Who cares indeed. The Francis Scott Bridge, what do you think of this? I think this one right down your alley too a little bit, this story.
Sorry, I keep yawning. Oh my, I didn't realize how tired I am. I think it's because of the weather. First off, and I know I'm probably gonna get slack for this, but I cannot believe the bridge fell. I would think that they are made for impacts like this. I guess I'm wrong. Okay.
Yeah. It was a big tanker, though. That was a big boy.
Another thing, why was it so close to the bridge? They don't get that close.
I'll tell you why. We have to first respond to this. Rhoda says that we have a Shake Shack across the street.
Oh, God, you're lucky.
I couldn't live. I don't know if I could do it.
No. Nope.
How many? That's too my much weakness. Of a good.
That, okay. You said that. Okay, wait. I just want to say, you said that I never see, like, you asked that question, like, what would you eat? Like, what's a fat night for you, Janine? Like, what do you eat when you're just like, fuck it? And you're like, I couldn't think of anything that Janine really likes, like, you know. And I told you chips and margaritas, right? Tacos, margaritas.
I believe so. I believe that. Yes, that was your answer, I believe.
Now I want a fucking chicken shack like no one's business. Thank you. But I also like, I also like the one with the cherry peppers and the bacon. Fuck you. I'm going to have to get it this week. You never had that one?
No. On a Shake Shack burger with cherry peppers?
Oh, are you kidding me? You never had the Smoke Shack? That's what it's called, Smoke Shack.
Oh, no. I never had that.
Oh, okay. Now your life is going to be changed. Okay.
Let's go tomorrow, Janine. Let's do it.
Don't tempt me. I'll get in trouble from life.
I'd say let's go right now, but I don't think they're open.
They're not.
No, I'm a simpleton when it comes to cheeseburger. I like a classic cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayo. Done.
I don't like mayo. You lost me at mayo.
You don't even need the mayo, but I throw it on. But a regular Shake Shack burger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my question. How many days can you go? Because if I'm in Rhoda's position, I'm living across the street, how many days do you think it would be until you're like, okay, I've had enough?
Maybe 3 or 4. Maybe.
Oh, that's it? That's not a favorite then. That's not enough.
Just because I know in my back of my head how bad it is for you. Okay.
I thought you were gonna say like 8 or 9 or something like that.
I was gonna say without thinking about my health. Yeah, maybe 8 or 9.
Mm. Paul says moist mayo. I just wanted to say that.
No.
Look at this. It's Erin C. What up, Erin C?
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Thank you.
Vision, right? Finally, the podcast is viewable.
Right.
What's going on? What are you doing 8 or 9 of?
I said, Janine was saying that Shake Shack is her, like, that's her going to health with herself.
I should have guessed.
And Rhoda said she lives across the street from a Shake Shack. So I'm wondering how many days in a row can you go before you're like, okay, I think that's enough.
Oh, I can't even imagine living across the street from there.
What is your go to hell with yourself meal?
Me?
Yeah, Erin.
Oh, I just wouldn't be responsible with like places that made egg sandwiches.
Oh, see? You like the egg sandwiches. You like eggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like eggs.
See, here's the thing, though. You know why? I'm not an egg person.
I know.
You know,
I'm not doing it to tick you off.
I do love an egg sandwich. I will say it's good. Here's the thing, though. Egg sandwich, cheeseburger. It's the way the cheese and the bread come together that I feel makes those things.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I almost feel like the meat is the topping. How about that for a controversial statement?
Okay.
We thought it was going to be... Okay. We thought it was going to be a ditty, but the controversial thing like, is the meat.
Right.
Everybody's okay with it. That's the best part. Mm. All right, Erin. Well, I was going to tell my Francis Scott Bridge theory.
Please do.
Okay.
I don't know it.
All right. And then I'm going to find out where your lovely husband is because he's MIA. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
All I know is that I kind of accused Janine of killing him. And next thing I know, you're on here acting like everything is okay. So I don't know. Right. I don't know what to think right now. It's all over the place. What was I going to say? The bridge? Oh, the bridge. The conspiracy theory people are coming out on the bridge already. And to Janine's point, they're saying, why did the thing hit the bridge? How this or that? Apparently, there was a blackout or, you know, a total loss of power on the tanker. And they lost their navigation system and everything else. Now, some people are saying there are so many backups that a boat like that could not possibly be drifting for as long as it did before it turned and hit the pylon, right?
Yep.
Okay. And other people are saying, no, that's exactly what can happen, because this could happen and then that can happen and then this can happen and blah, blah, blah. And it's totally possible. Whatever. People just heard lost its navigation system and the fact that it hit the bridge altogether. And they're coming out and they're comparing it to the Julia Roberts movie, the Netflix, what is it? The End of the World. What was it?
Leave the World Behind.
Leave the World Behind.
Yes.
Now, people are saying, yes, just like Leave the World Behind, in that film, a tanker loses its navigation system and slams into a beach. So people are like, so I'm like, okay, that is an interesting coincidence enough to spur a conversation of a conspiracy theory. That's totally fine. But from there, everybody went, and Obama produced that movie. So Obama produced this.
And I was okay.
Like, okay.
Reaching.
There's a big reach that he's responsible for both. But then I did, just before we started the episode, some guy, and I don't even know what this means or proves. It's very silly and stupid. But some guy was filming Fox News, and they were showing the bridge, and there were birds flying, and at one point they just fly and like disappear right into the bridge. Now, it looks like it was like a weird video edit kind of a thing. Like, that's what people are adding. You know, you could add context to a tweet, right? But if you look at this, and I'll hold this up for you. It's this dude's video. If you look at it, these birds start flying through, and then right around the time that they get to the bridge, they just kind of disappear from the frame. All right, did you see that?
Yes.
That is weird.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Are we going to need this boat in a striped sweater on a bench, fuzzily, telling us everything's okay?
Right.
That was a bold swing.
Bold swing. All right.
That would be something else. So I don't know. I don't know if the boat's going to be on the bench in a week. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I don't know who's right. These people are saying from both sides. I don't think it's here's the thing. It's indisputable that they lost power, because they sent a media call out to the bridge saying, we lost power. We're just drifting here. You know, so that definitely happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then the boat turns, and so people are like, well, how did it turn? And they still don't know. Like, people were saying, like, it is possible they dropped anchor in an attempt to slow down, because they were going pretty fast. And it takes those, with all things proper, it takes those boats a mile to come to a stop.
Mm.
So that's a pretty long time. So those two things put together, you know, people are, because you could actually see the thing turn. So the guys were, some guy, when the expert, like, they get a drop anchor, and that's what kind of like put them right into the pylon. But I think those tankers are huge and very heavy, and that was moving very fast. I don't think that bridge stood a chance.
Man, this one is so dark. The only one I'd heard was that the city wanted money, and whenever you have a construction project of that size, the politicians get money in their pocket.
Oh yeah.
So I thought that was what it was going to be, and it ended up being so much darker. Like, I'm almost like wishing that it's political corruption,
right?
At this point, and they paid off the birds somehow.
Yeah. But that was in the movie too. The Leave the World Behind. Remember the birds started doing all weird stuff, which I thought was one of the worst parts of that movie, when the deer started like doing stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had some Everyone had like a least favorite part of that movie. It's weird. You know, I'm sorry about my camera. I'm holding my phone. Everybody has like a different, the worst part of this movie was. It's a weird anomaly for this movie that you talk to 20 people and 20 people will say, I liked it except for this part. And then they're all different parts. Very, very strange.
Yeah. We have to talk about a melt. Go ahead, Jenny.
I think I liked the entire movie. I don't think I disliked any part of the movie. I think I really loved that movie.
Really? Even? Okay.
You don't. Go ahead. Tell me. Even.
Even the 4.5 minute scene when the deers were staring at them and then nothing happened.
Go ahead. Nope. I like that. I got it. I got it. Go ahead.
I hated it.
Then you represent the one person who didn't have a problem with it.
What part didn't you like?
I just didn't believe that people speak that way to each other. You know, the antagonizing just right off the bat being like dukes up instead of like hi or good morning. It's like incredibly in your face, antagonistic stuff. Like in first thing in the morning, like nothing leading up to it. Just basically a sucker punch over coffee about really heavy stuff when everyone is just trying to keep it together. It just bugged me. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I get it. I get it. It's not that I didn't like it. I found it a little weird when Julia Roberts, right? I always confuse her with the other one.
Mm-hmm.
With the other one?
Yeah, I've done this before on the show too. I called the other girl's name.
Who is it?
Sandra Bullock. I don't know why.
Oh, you're like my mother. Everyone is Reese Witherspoon. Everybody.
She is dancing with that guy. And I'm like, oh, it was an odd choice for a song. And then her and the guy were dancing and then they just stop and then that's it. And it's just very strange. I'm like, okay, something's up here, but also I like it. So yeah, you can't really trust me.
I don't think she would. No, maybe she would.
Yeah. Robin said, excuse me, everything that happened saved lives. Yeah, they did. They radioed the bridge people. The bridge people stopped traffic. I mean, that could have been so much worse. You know, that it actually was. And I guess the early reports that the crew that didn't make it out of the water was the bunch of people that were on the bridge stopping people from coming onto the bridge.
Right.
So that's just one of the things I read. They're still like figuring everything out as we speak. So who knows? But yeah, that could have been far, even though it was 1:30 in the morning, that could have been far worse. Mm-hmm. So.
No, it could, because there's people who like were on the bridge and survived. Like, so, yeah.
Raven is echoing Anne's statement, saying, "You know, people woke up and chose violence." And then she said, "Frank wakes up fighting nightstands."
He does. Has he told you that?
Yeah, he told us that. He told us on an episode.
Yeah, he punches the sock drawer,
which really leads grateful. Us.
What? If the sock drawer hadn't been out, he probably would have been really hurt. Like it stopped him.
So it cushioned some of the blow.
So scary.
Which brings us to, where is young Franklin? What happened to Frankie C today? Where is he at?
Okay. We're usually not on Wednesdays because we go to a bar and do trivia. We win a lot. We win often, not all the time, because we don't want to be those people.
You let other people win is what you're saying.
No, because they do this thing where all of a sudden in the middle, they'll do this thing where these five people are on the computer. They have like, they're like in a sack race. So you pick 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, and then the winners get 500 points. So we fall if we don't pick the right person. And then he takes 3 questions that toward the end, that if you get them right, you're suddenly first place. So we'll be in first, and then all of a sudden someone will beat us and be first place even though they were 19th place, and then I don't have enough time to make up. Anyway, we're usually there. We called and they said, we're full up. We don't have one space for you. Like, we can't put you in. So we were like, oh, okay. So he drinks on Wednesday nights because I can drive there and back. I'm not the best driver, but I can drive there and back. So we went to another place. We went to Outback and he just drank too much and he fell asleep.
Now, how many Shirley Temples did he have?
No, they were real drinks. Something with Aussie in them. Seriously.
Oh, wait, something like what?
With Aussie? Like Aussie Rita or something. I don't know. They were strong.
The Aussie Rita.
That's not so bad, right? Is that bad?
That's pretty funny. Big night then, Outback and some cocktails. That's a fucking grade A evening.
Yeah.
Did you have a blooming onion?
No, we hadn't. No. But they're good, right?
Yes, but let me tell you something. One of my favorite dishes, and this is going to sound really weird, is from Outback. It's called Alice Springs Chicken. I don't know why. I love it. It's grilled chicken with
It's grilled?
It's grilled chicken. Grilled chicken.
Is it dry?
No, it's not.
What is it then?
With bacon and mushrooms and melted cheese on top, and they put this honey mustard sauce that is orgasmic. I don't know what they have.
No, okay. She's right. I've had that. It's delicious. I don't know what it is.
Next time.
Oh my God.
Mushrooms and the tanginess of the honey mustard and this. I don't know what's happening, but she's right. It's close to orgasmic.
And yeah, I would like an Aussie margarita right now too. Thank you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think they're pretty strong. I think they're pretty strong.
You mean an Aussie Rita?
Yes.
But yeah, they're strong, I think.
Or an Outback Rita?
Right.
I just want to open a theme restaurant so I could put all stupid punny names and leave. Right. But that would be my dream.
I would name them after all the people in the chat.
You would figure that out.
Yeah.
Well, you got Oscar Rita, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, that one's done.
That one's done already. So what is? I want to know, what is a Frank order? Is it a porterhouse? Is it a strip? Is it a?
I feel badly that I don't know what kind of steak it was, but it was steak and fries and broccoli because I make him order a vegetable.
Did you get steak too?
No, I have burgers. I like burgers.
They actually have a not so bad burger there too.
Too I like big. It. I like small flat burger like Shake Shack. Which my father wants to disown me over because he likes a diner burger that's like 37 ounces. Yeah, those things are huge.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what Frank is up to. All right, Frank. So basically Outback. Anthony on air, and we're all the way to the bottom. You can't see me, but I'm going up with my hands out back. Anthony on air. We lost.
I don't know if I want to pick a fight with Janine anymore.
I don't know. Is it because I mentioned J-Lo and how much you were talking about her the other night?
No, she is gorgeous. So I'm a little more upset with Puff Daddy. I mean, on top of everything, he was mean to that beautiful lady who's done nothing but spread love around the world. And Bronx culture. What?
Just thinking, he got to be inside her.
I do think about that, actually. It's very upsetting. If I was Ben Affleck, it would be a tough day. It would be a tough day today.
Damn.
That's not something you want to... That's why you can't date... How do you date a famous person? No, you know exactly everybody that they've been with beforehand. That seems not that you know it, but some douchebag with a camera is going to bring it to you like almost daily,
right?
You know?
I'm sure she's gonna have to release some kind of statement soon,
probably.
Yeah,
But who else was his high profile? I feel like he had more than I can remember right now.
Hold on. Who did Puffy date?
Well, Cassie was one. We know that. Cassie? That was
J-Lo. Told you, Porter.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it. I don't know. Tell me if I'm not supposed to talk about this as I go, okay?
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, it's just today I also heard that Jay-Z had a mistress that mysteriously passed away at 28, right before she said she was going to go to the tabloids. People have said she's pregnant. And some people are saying that Puff Daddy might know what happened and might sacrifice his friend to get less jail time. Her name is Carrie White, I believe. I
thought earlier. Really?
I mean, that's what I heard, but, you know, I only heard it once, unverified. But that's just, I mean, I do know that she did exist. I do know she was 28 when she died. I do know that she died mysteriously. And I do know she was going to go to the tabloids right before she passed away. I don't know if she was pregnant. I don't know if Diddy's going to sacrifice his friend. But now everybody's just kind of, will we finally know what happened to Carrie White because of this sting operation? Is that what we call it, a raid?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Ooh,
I saw that too, I think.
Oh, that's why I didn't know if I should bring it up.
No, yeah, no, you're fine.
Okay.
Well, that's news to me. That's one thing I didn't read today. So thank you, Aaron.
Anytime, you know.
We talked about the link between him and Jay-Z, but we didn't know. I didn't know that.
It's just like everybody has to get like really scared. Like, you know, God forbid anybody brought any of you in, right. Everyone would be okay. You know, like, we know where the bodies are buried. So it's just sort of like when you have friends and one of them's in jail, it's like, oh God, what are they saying? You know what I mean? Right. And you're powerful and rich and all that stuff. Right. And, you know, people have mysteriously died around you. Never a good thing.
Yeah, no.
If you can avoid it.
If you can avoid it.
If.
If.
Damn. Sorry.
I think they're saying Diddy's back in Florida.
Oh, yeah. That's new.
Yeah, because it was kind of crazy that they let him just continue on to the Bahamas or St. Lucia, wherever that was going. I don't even know.
Let me tell you something. This is what my friend said today. She said that if he goes to any of like the British-owned islands, he cannot come back here, meaning like they can't forcefully take him back here. If he's there, he's okay there. And I'm like, is this true? And she's like, she's from St. Lucia. So she's like, oh, I know. She goes, if I do something bad, I'm going there. No. She was kidding, but I don't know. Because doesn't he have a place? Is it in the Bahamas? I'm trying to think. Where does he have a house?
He probably does.
Yeah.
They all do.
Let's see.
You know, they, big Hollywood types.
Right. Oh, also, he had an underwater tunnel, which was very strange. Like, why do you need that?
Oh my God.
Why do you need that?
P. Diddy had an underwater tunnel?
Yeah, you didn't see that part?
No.
See, I'm telling you the rabbit hole I went down. Whoo. So, let's see. Yeah, he has two houses in Miami, one in Los Angeles. New York. He sold it.
I heard he's out of all his businesses too, right? I know he sold Ciroc, but.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sean John, he's out. And they said there was one other thing he sold today or this morning or something.
Revolt.
Revolt TV. That was it. Yeah. Did that really happen?
He really did. Why is that? Mm-hmm.
A again, doesn't make sense to be like, let's go fuck this all up.
Yeah. I was thinking about what you said about that. It's crazy how people, they get this money and they'll think.
Right.
They just want to, I would love to think that if I had all the money in the world, I wouldn't want to do these crazy illegal things, but who knows?
Maybe hire, Aaron, you would definitely hire sex workers. Let's be honest.
Well, once my underground tunnel is done. Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Priorities.
No, but listen, Epstein is like one thing, right? When you're famous, like P. Diddy, if you want to have a crazy wild orgy with every type of person, like people are throwing themselves, men, women.
He doesn't need to pay for it.
He doesn't need to pay or force for it.
Right.
You know, which is why I really don't get it in his case.
Well, here's the thing. I think that because he did a lot of gay stuff, he had to pay people to shut up. So maybe that's why he was like, okay, sex workers. Since Will Smith isn't available this weekend, or Jason Derulo.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that was it.
I don't know. We shall see.
We shall see. All right, that's all I got. You got it, Aaron? You got anything?
No. Thanks for letting me
know.
I just want to give a props to Aaron for recommending this show, which I kind of saw, but I wasn't sold completely until she said it, and then I watched it, and then we loved it. It's called Apples Don't Fall, and it's on Peacock.
It's called Apples Never Fall.
Oh, Apples Never Fall. Whoops.
No, everyone gets it wrong.
And it was really good. But I do have to tell you something, which I'm sure it's a little confession. Aaron already knows, but one of the cast members from the show, I want to make sure I get his name right.
Oh, Samuel.
Yeah. What's his name? Sam Neill. Do you know who he is?
He's from Jurassic Park, for those of you who don't
know.
I don't know his name. Not the guy who like owns the park, but the one with a neckerchief, I think.
Anyway. He is way hotter now at an age that can be only described as a perfect age for me. He's 76 now.
Oh my gosh.
So wait, when he played in Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park is 93,
94.
Let's see. 93. So what, 30 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was 46 then.
Right.
There is no doubt in my mind that he is 10 times hotter now than when he was in Jurassic Park.
It's very weird, but okay.
I want Aaron to comment on this and agree with me. Go ahead.
Well, you know what Frank said. Frank was like, she goes, I don't know why. And Frank was like, because he's old. And then he was like, how does she feel that he has a house? You know? But because usually like the homeless. But I don't want to give away anything in the movie, but he just was like always angry, which just like isn't my thing. You know, my husband, he never gets angry. So I didn't like that part. But yeah, he looks great for his age. I didn't know he was 76. My God.
I know.
But I would see the show. It's a really great show. Annette Bening is in it. And just a funny story was that I told my parents, it's called Apples Never Fall from Peacock, the streaming service. And they spent the whole time looking for Apples Never Fall from Peacocks. And
you're lying.
No, I'm not. that happen?
No, you didn't.
That happened.
That all she heard was hysterical. Peacock. That's all she heard. That's
all they heard was peacocks eating apples. They looked it up on YouTube. They didn't find it as interesting as I did. But so yeah, I give it a 2 thumbs up. I can only show one, but pretend there are two.
Okay, hold on. One of you said it was a show. One of you said it was a movie.
It's a show.
I said it's show. 8 episodes,
or maybe six. 6 or 8 episodes.
It's actually 7. I know. It's weird. It's a weird number.
All right.
I don't know. I have to tell you something. I have commitment issues when it comes to a series. I don't know if I could do it anymore. 7.
What? It's 7. Oh, my God. Stop. 7.
Not just that, though. It's like, am I getting a second season? Because I'm not going to go into this. And then all of a sudden, I find out a month later, they decided they're not making a second season.
Yeah.
Everything gets resolved. There's no cliffhanger. It's just a great show. And you have ideas about what you think is happening. And you're usually wrong.
Right.
All right. I'll think about it.
Well, all I'll say is...
Oh, did Frank tell you we saw Late Night with the Devil?
Wait, yes.
That you did? One... Oh. Sorry. I don't know. That's the only other thing we saw. And it's strange because it's like playing in New York City, Astoria, Queens, and like our local theater. It was so strange.
And wait, did you actually see it? Where'd you actually see it?
Roosevelt Raceway. I don't know if I can see it. You did? Well, can I not say that?
No, it's fine. No, I just think it's funny. It's two super trendy places, and where you guys live.
Yeah, and also it's like the worst theater. I'm sorry. It's one of those where it's like falling apart. You know, now people can get like food. They're like, we don't do food. Do you want popcorn or soda? And it's like, all right, like fine, like that's what it is. But when we walked out, the people behind us were like, it's kind of like that joke. You know, it's like auditions in New York, L.A., and Quahog, Rhode Island, because that's where like the characters live. It's like, okay, like it's like New York City, Astoria, Queens, where they have like the Museum of the Modern Moving Image, and this place across the street from where my parents live that doesn't want to sell hot dogs because that's too confusing. And I'm like, why is this here? But it was great.
That is weird, Aaron. I thought you meant you watched it on like a streaming, and I was trying to find it because it just came out, right?
Oh yeah, last weekend.
It's not okay.
And it's in three places.
So weird. All right. It's very strange places where they pick, though, right? Like you said, very random. All right. Well, did you like it?
Yes.
I did. Okay. Okay.
All right, but I know you want to wrap it up. So, everyone have a great night. Yeah. Bye-bye.
You too. I'm going to see what I'm going to have to watch now because I don't have anything else.
All right. Well, Shogun is being thrown around in the chat. And Falcone got canceled after one season. Yeah.
I'm going to probably have to watch a Nickelodeon thing.
I can't do it. Can't do it. It's too sad. Goodbye. All right, that's it for us. Appreciate you guys so much. Thanks to Erin for jumping in. Fun to see her. Don't forget that Oval is available on Amazon right now. Link in the description below. JSABs, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I thank you for not only being here, but I want to thank you for all that you do for cops, because people don't recognize you for your efforts.
Well, thank you very much.
It's big.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, that's it for us. We'll be back with you guys on Friday. See you then.
Show me potato salad.
Maybe we should go now.
Go ahead.